Good morning, everyone. 8 days until Election Day. Barack Obama is calling this week his closing argument to voters. The McCain campaign continues unabated. And every 4 years at about this time, it's a bit of a political ritual. The discussion of the undecideds, which way are they breaking? They'll be decisive in this election. It looks, though, in this particular case, in 2008, undecideds aren't necessarily going to be decisive, that this election will be decided by deeper macro factors that have increased the turnout, that have caused new people to participate, the kinds of trends that we're seeing in the lines outside of polling booths for early voting all over the United States. But that doesn't mean the undecided still aren't worthy of some focus and won't be decisive in certain important electoral contests. Andrew Kupka joins us from Atlanta, Georgia. Andrew, you are undecided at this point, right?
Yeah, good morning, John. Yes, I have not decided who I'm voting for yet.
All right, so you got 8 days, and on your to-do list is, like, buy groceries, fill up the car, get my car repaired, decide who's going to be president, all those things?
If it was only up to me to decide who's president, but...
then you'd really be undecided.
The weight of the world, yeah.
Well, do you think you're going to decide on Friday or maybe Thursday or next Monday? What do you think?
I haven't put a timetable on that. I know I have certainly till next Tuesday to make the decision. I know the candidate I'm pulling to win is John McCain. I'm definitely a conservative. I've always been that way. However, the way he's campaigned, the way he comes across, and the words he's spoken just haven't drawn me strong enough to me to pull the lever for him yet.
So your head says McCain, but your heart says none of the above.
None of the above that are on the presidential ballot. So there are a couple of other options I'm considering, one being the Libertarian candidate, who's Bob Barr,
right,
who's a former congressman from here in Georgia. And one that occurred to me over the weekend that I could just do kind of to get a head start on 4 years from now, but you can write in, of course, a candidate. And I may even consider writing Sarah Palin in.
Writing Sarah Palin in. So you would be comfortable with Sarah Palin as president?
I would hesitate
that's,
to say
that's
that
a
she's
no.
prepared
that,
to be
that,
president.
That's a no there, Andrew.
And that's why I sound so undecided. Yeah. But that's kind of maybe would be more of a protest vote against the way John McCain has campaigned, against the way the Republicans have governed over the last few years.
Well, complicated stuff, and you've got a week to grapple with it. Andrew Kupka, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Andrew Kupka, an undecided but will be soon decided voter from Atlanta, Georgia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.